Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a safety shield so powerful that it can stop a runaway train in a heartbeat, and on a single day it was fitted to over 400 kilometers of track across three zones of Indian Railways. That is the story of Kavach 4.0, the nation's homegrown automatic train protection system that is reshaping rail safety. First, let us understand what Kavach actually is. The word Kavach means armor in Hindi, and it lives up to that name. It is an automatic train protection system, a sophisticated safety overlay that prevents collisions, signal violations, and overspeeding. It does this through a blend of microprocessors, global positioning system receivers, and radio frequency communication linking locomotives, signal posts, and station infrastructure. The technology was jointly developed by Indian Railways, the Research Designs and Standards Organization in Lucknow, and three Indian firms, Medha Servo Drives, HBL Power Systems, and Connex Microsystems, all based in Hyderabad. Because the intellectual property belongs to Indian Railways under the Ministry of Railways, there are no royalty fees and the system can be replicated at scale across the country. Kavach is not just a domestic invention, it meets the highest safety standards in the world. It is certified to Safety Integrity Level 4 or SIL4 under the European N501-9 standard. That is the same benchmark applied to nuclear power plant safety systems and commercial aviation, with a failure probability of less than 1 in 100 million per hour of operation. Now, how does this safety shield work? Kavach comprises four integrated subsystems. First, the loco unit is mounted on each locomotive and continuously monitors speed, GP's derived position, track geometry, and the status of signals. Second, RFID tags and transponders are embedded in the track at intervals of 2 to 500 meters, providing precise location data even when GPS signals are weak, such as in tunnels or deep cuttings. Third, every signal post carries a Kavach transmitter that broadcasts the signal aspect, red, yellow, or green, to any approaching train. Fourth, a central track side electronic unit, or TEU, orchestrates communication between the locomotive units and the stations, maintaining a live picture of traffic within its zone. When two trains find themselves on a collision course on the same line, both Kavach systems detect the conflict and automatically apply the brakes on both trains. If a driver attempts to pass a red signal, what we call a SPAD, or signal passed at danger, Kavach intervenes with emergency braking. Likewise, if a train exceeds the permissible speed for a section, the system steps in and applies the brakes. Even at level crossings, Kavach automatically sounds the locomotive horn, adding an extra layer of warning. Let us now look at the evolution of this technology. The earlier version, Kavach 3.2, was limited to a single locomotive per zone and relied on GPS accuracy of 15 to 25 meters. Version 4.0 brings several breakthroughs. It now supports multiloco to multistation communication, so an entire fleet can talk to the whole network simultaneously. GPS accuracy has been sharpened to less than 10 meters. Redundancy has been built in with dual microprocessors that cross-check each other, enhancing reliability. Most importantly, Kavach 4.0 is compatible with all existing signal and interlocking systems, meaning there is no need to replace the legacy infrastructure. The record set on January 30, 2026, is a testament to these advances. On that day, three railway zones, Western, Northern and East Central, simultaneously completed installation and commissioning, achieving a staggering 472.3 route kilometers of Kavach in a single day. The previous record, 324 kilometers on the Kota to Mathura section of West Central Railway, was eclipsed by a wide margin. After this massive rollout, total coverage crossed the 1,300 km mark, which is about 1.9% of Indian Railways' more than 68,000 km network. The Ministry of Railways has set an ambitious target to protect 50,000 km of high-density routes by the fiscal year 2028-29, with an estimated investment of 138,000 crore rupees. Why this urgency? The tragic Balasor collision on the 2nd of June 2023 offers a stark illustration. The Coromandel Express diverted onto the wrong line due to an incorrect point setting, collided with two other trains near Behnaga Bazar in Odisha, claiming 294 lives and injuring over 900. Investigations by the National Crime Records Bureau and the Commissioner of Railway Safety concluded that a system like Kavach could have averted the disaster. It would have detected the wrong line occupancy ahead of time and automatically applied brakes before the trains reached the impact point. The tragedy galvanized political will, and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav subsequently announced accelerated rollout targets in the union budgets of 2024 and 2025. How does India's homegrown ATP compare with global systems? Europe's European Train Control System, or ETCS, typically costs 2 to 3 crore rupees per kilometer to install, whereas Kavach's cost is only 40 to 50 lakh rupees per kilometer, about 1/5 to 1/6 of the price. Moreover, because Kavach is indigenous, there are no royalty payments and upgrades can be carried out domestically, reinforcing the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision. The presence of three approved manufacturers also prevents vendor lock-in and encourages competitive tendering. The low cost and SIL4 certification have opened export possibilities. Memoranda of understanding have been signed with railway authorities in Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and several African nations, positioning Kavach as a flagship technology under the Make for the World initiative. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Kavach means armor and is India's indigenous automatic train protection system. It was developed by Indian Railways, RDSO and three Hyderabad-based firms, Medha Servo Drives, HBL Power Systems and Connex Microsystems. The system carries SIL4 certification, the highest global rail safety rating, with a failure probability of less than 10 to the minus 8 per hour. Its core components are microprocessors, GPS, radio frequency links and RFID tags. On January 30, 2026, a record 472.3 route kilometers were commissioned in a single day, spread across three sections, Vadodara to Virar, 344 kilometers on Western Railway, Tughlakabad to Palwal, 35 kilometers on Northern Railway, and Manpur to Samtandra, 93.3 kilometers on East Central Railway. After that, total coverage rose above 1,300 kilometers, while the ultimate goal is 50,000 kilometers by 2,2829 with an outlay of 138,000 crore rupees. Earlier, version 3.2 debuted on the Secunderabad to Bidar stretch of South Central Railway, and version 4.0 now offers multi-zone communication, sub-10 meter GPS accuracy and dual processor redundancy. The Indian Railways network spans more than 68,000 route kilometers, carries around 25 million passengers daily, and moves about 1.5 billion tons of freight annually across 18 zones. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the key identifiers. Kavach is an ATP system, it is SIL4 certified. The record rollout on 30th January 2026 involved 472.3 route kilometers across three zones, and the Balasore tragedy occurred on 2nd June 2023 with 294 fatalities. The makers, Medha Servo Drives, HBL Power Systems and Connex Microsystems, are also important. For the mains, you can discuss how an indigenous, low-cost, High safety technology demonstrates India's capability to develop globally competitive rail safety solutions, the governance lessons from the Balasore accident, the strategic importance of scaling safety infrastructure, and the export potential under the Make in India and Make for the World agendas. In closing, Kavach 4.0 is more than a technical upgrade, it is a symbol of India's resolve to protect millions of passengers, to harness indigenous innovation, and to export safety solutions that can save lives far beyond our borders.